in human flesh, Jesus says to the Father, while he's there in human flesh, return to me. The glory I had with you before the beginning of time.
Sure, you want, we can talk about that. That's fine. This idea is completely, I think, irrelevant to the discussion of the Trinity, because whether or not Jesus had glory with God before or not, in no way proves that there's three persons, co-equal, co-eternal, co-essential.
But you're
if anything, he disproves it because he doesn't have the glory. Therefore, again, we're back to the inequality. But I would
there's
say
a limiting of glory in the incarnation.
Right.
To be the glory
limiting is losing. You're losing some. If I understand
no,
it right.
It's his sovereign choice. No, those are your words. It's God's sovereign choice in the giving of the Son in the incarnation. Sean, there's no question that he's representing humanity, that he's walking in time and space.
I agree with
he's
that.
He's walking functionally before the Father, representing humanity.
Right.
So there's a representation of humanity, but that's not all that he is.
Absolutely. So I appreciate that summary there. I think you've kind of summarized what I think about that.
In returning, it wasn't that he wasn't there before. And that whole issue of John 17 is he was there before. He wasn't just a word or a concept in the mind of God, an energy that eventually became personality, and now personality is going to return. Did he return to that non-personal concept?
Right. I don't think Jesus is a non-personal concept. But let me answer your question, because you have brought up John 17:5 a few times, and it deserves attention. John 17:5 depends, your interpretation literally depends on whether or not you presuppose literal preexistence or notional preexistence. If you presuppose literal preexistence, and Jesus is saying, I literally had glory with the Father before I existed, if you don't presuppose that, there is another meaning that is available and is very, able to fit into that context. And the idea there is that he had these things stored up with God, that it was with God in the sense that it is going to come out at the point of Jesus suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, that glory is going to come to Jesus. This sort of language is used in other places as well, where something is spoken of as having already been there, even though it's not. For example, the Jewish concept of preexistence in the Talmud says that Moses preexisted, says that Torah preexisted, says that repentance preexisted. But yet the Jewish concept of preexistence is not that this, that Moses was up there in heaven with God before the world was made, but he was in God's mind. He was a notional preexistence, part of the plan, a predestination, if you will. Not that I think God predestines everything, but I think there are certain things that he certainly does predestine. And this glory, I think, is a reference to the glory in Genesis 1, verse 28, where it's talking about dominion. And that, I think that is kingdom glory. He's asking for this glory that was stored up with God. It was promised to him, and he's now asking for it.
Now look at all that verbiage to negate what he said. That's a lot of stuff to nullify the simple statement. He's praying to the Father, knowing that he's going to his death, knowing that he's going to also return. He's not returning to something he never had before. He's returning to what he had before.
Maybe I could just give you another verse that does the same thing, and that will help to explain.
Well, just one more statement on this one verse. He says, return to me the glory I had. Notice what he says. With. The same word again. With you. Personal. Personal relationship. It was a personal relationship before the creation of time, before all of it. It was a personal, relational, inseparable oneness. But in time, he became, for a period of time, like it says in John's Gospel 1, for a while he dwelt from among us. And again, John 1 in the NIV, capital G.
I think this with is not the word pros. I think it's a different word here.
Either way, it's a relationship. It's a known, personal relationship. Jesus was a living, personal being prior to the incarnation.
I would say the Word is there before the incarnation. I wouldn't say that Jesus is there, because Jesus was begotten. That means he came into existence. According to Matthew 1:18, his origin was when he was born.